All right, ready to go.
We're ready? We're recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Did our interview call in yet?
No.
No? Okay.
What are you eating?
I'm not eating anything, Jeff. You're eating, not me. What are you eating?
You bought them for me. Potato sticks.
No, I actually didn't buy those. They were downstairs here.
Potato sticks are like, were they down here?
Yeah, they were down here.
These are Jackson buy, right?
Okay.
Jackson definitely bought these,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He likes potato sticks.
Mm-hmm.
He likes anything made out of, well.
Is that them? No.
No.
Not you. Okay.
Anything. I don't know who that is. Hold on. Y vuelve mentado y nos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Cha! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita! ¡Cómo me gusta esa niña!
Our number one listener was calling. How come you did not pick up?
My friend Alex was just calling.
He's like our number one listener. He listens to all the shows.
I know. He told me, he gave me a criticism the other day of the show.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
What? Hello. He's not even radio. He's far from radio.
Well, no, he doesn't.
What did he say?
I forgot what he said.
Not the 9/11 show, right?
No, the 9/11 show was.
Get him on. I want to hear his criticism, Jeff. I want to hear his critique. And then, we have a special guest today. Aldo Verástegui, who is the lead actor of a HBO Latino and HBO Max movie, Amaraika. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Gotta use your phone again.
What?
I'm gonna go to the
right.
Apple store today.
Oh my gosh, Jeff.
The guy's gonna call in on that line.
Correct.
I keep forgetting to go to the Apple store. Stupid phone will connect.
Hold on.
This is driving me crazy. You're gonna text him and tell him?
I don't have his number. I'm gonna have to tell him.
Wow. Hold on. Maybe there's something going on. Hang on. Let's see if we can connect. We're playing the theme song forever here. No, this will not connect. I just don't understand it. Like, Apple products are great and all, but when the connector goes bad, that's trouble. Hey, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina. Hey, Jeff here.
Hey, it's Carolina. So I'm trying to... our interviewer is going to be calling in. I'm in a couple of minutes.
They call it on my phone. You see, we give out my number because this one wants to be secretive about her phone number. Doesn't want
famous people
to have her phone number.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just...
Even non-famous people.
Let me see if I can text them. Here it is. This is his number.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyhow.
Hold on.
Welcome to Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. Carolina Cadillo Show. We have an interview coming up in just moments.
Aldo Verástegui.
How do you think you pronounce this film?
Amaraika? Amaraika?
That looks right to me.
Okay, so anyway, it's airing on HBO Latino and HBO Max.
Right.
But Jeff, my God, we just saw the trailer.
Wow. It's intense. You know, it's about the crisis at the border with kids.
Yeah, the separation of the kids and the parents. But you know what? I remember the kids were separated, put in cages.
Yeah, in cages.
But these are newborns in cages.
Yeah, they're cages. I mean, they didn't call them cages. They had another phrase for them. But sadly, those were definitely cages.
Oh my God.
It wasn't just it wasn't just the Trump people apparently that did this. The Obama people did it. And right now, I'm sure it's going on now. There's all sorts of crises still at the border. Thousands of people come in a day.
But kids are not separated from their parents anymore, are they? They said they were bringing them back together.
Right.
Remember?
I don't think that policy is quite the same. But then again, the media doesn't focus on things the same way when it's Joe Biden as Donald Trump, you know? So did you see the other day that drone strike? We had a big drone strike in Afghanistan, and we said that we killed these ISIS leaders who were going to set off another bomb at the Kabul airport.
Yeah.
Well, two big newspapers did stories, and it turns out we killed some aid worker. That wasn't an ISIS bomber, apparently. They lie to us.
Whose mistake was that?
The government lies to us. It doesn't matter that it's Joe Biden in there now. They lie to us. I mean, you think war is some clean thing where they're like, oh, yeah, it all works out right.
Oh, my gosh.
No, war is dirty, and we do bad things. And I mean, it doesn't mean we should be attacked, obviously, but yeah. Everybody does horrible things.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, but this is like, it was all BS that this was a caravan with a bomb. There was no second, they said, there was a second explosion. You know, and that was the bomb that was supposed to go off the airport. Apparently, there was no second explosion.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to give you my phone, but you have all the details, right? Aldo Verástegui, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure because I don't have my phone now. Now you're taking my phone away.
Here.
Give me that email. Let's exchange phones, okay?
Let's switch. Here we
go.
This is very exciting for everybody listening. I hope you're still listening, everybody.
Hey, guys. Anyway, so we have Aldo in a couple minutes. I got to tell you, I am a little freaked out by what Taco Bell is doing. Did you hear what they're doing with their the packs, the hot sauces packs?
Yeah, what are they doing?
So,
with the hot sauce bank?
So now I guess they want to be helping the world out, the climate, you know, the earth. So
let me,
you know,
let me guess. Hold on, let me see.
What do you think they're gonna do?
The packets. No more packets. You're gonna have to squirt the sauce into a little container.
No, that's a great idea. I like
paper
that.
Paper packets.
No, they're gonna recycle. So they're asking you, if you get a packet in your, when you order your food, they want you to bring your packet back.
Back up,
because
to the
they're
counter.
Gonna refill them.
Really?
How? I'm sorry, but that sounds gross.
Well, they're gonna clean them. They're not gonna just refill them.
Oh God! No, that does not sound.
Hey, Freddie, I got a packet here. Hey, do me a favor, refill it with the sauce. Yeah, which one, boss? Whatever. Can you imagine, like, if they left it up to the employees at Taco Bell?
Jeff, that does not sound healthy. Sorry, that does not sound, you know.
Well, those packets
clean.
Are made out. They have. I guess they have a little bit of foil in them that can be recycled.
I honestly. I have not been to Taco Bell in a long, long,
you
long
time. You go to Taco Bell for your mother.
Okay, last time was like a year ago.
I'd say
over
a year
ago.
Yeah.
But she doesn't use the packets. That's what I'm saying.
We're going to have a new Taco Bell nearby, too. They're converting. We had a White Castle nearby that closed.
Oh, that's right.
And that's being converted into a Taco Bell. And what's funny is, imagine just they're going to bulldoze that perfectly nice White Castle building, because it's weird. It's a weird drive-thru.
Yeah.
And they're going to rebuild
it. It's a shame, because they should have kept that White Castle, you know?
I know. Most people are saying, belly bombers? What, are you crazy?
Oh, my God. I didn't have a burger in ages. God. But you used to like the Little Impossible, right?
I miss White Castle. We have one here. It's not right around. It's the nearest one's about 5 miles up the road.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, but it's not like you have it all the time, you know.
I used to get it with Jackson. Jackson likes.
Oh my God, our son loves them.
He likes anything.
By the way, do you guys hear that? It's quiet here. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that?
Someone's in school. school. Pre-K.
Someone's in pre-K right now and loving it too. Can I tell you something? So yesterday when we were dropping him off, there were two kids that were crying. They were like clinging onto their mommy and daddy.
Was that a boy?
One was a girl. Yeah. And so Jackson's like, goodbye.
Yeah, Jackson, even when we dropped off with the toddlers initially, did he flip out?
No.
Remember they said, oh, you better stay with him?
No, he was like, get out of here.
Later.
You're embarrassing me. You know that?
Yeah, who are you?
Did I tell you that when my mother first dropped me off in kindergarten?
Yeah.
So my mother dropped me off, and you know, she was a Spanish housewife, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So she dropped me off, but then in the afternoon she came to pick me up again. So do you know, I totally said, that's not my mother. I said, that's not
really?
My mother. My friend goes, is that your mom? I go, no, that's not my mother.
Wow.
Because she came in a house coat and curlers.
Oh, okay.
And slippers, chancletas, okay? I'm like, no, that's not my mom.
Like
sandals.
Yeah, yes, I know. Yes, I know.
So my mother, when I got, I rushed home. I was so embarrassed. I was 5 years old. I rushed home. She came running back at me. She goes, when you get home, I'm going to beat you up. I'm like, oh my God, no. She's going to spank you.
Because you're embarrassing your mom.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. So she told my dad. My dad started laughing. He said, well, what do you expect if you go like that, like a rag to school?
Really? Wow, we'll check him with my friend Alex later for podcast criticism.
Yeah,
after
I want to hear his critique.
Yeah, let's see if he's a good critic.
Yeah,
although you know that we do get, I've seen Google reviews of the show, and some people we do get some negative reviews. You
okay,
know, like anybody does.
Well, the negative ones that I've read is like, you should do them more. You don't do them enough.
Oh no, I can show you some other ones.
Oh really?
Yes. You know,
by
I can
the way,
show you other ones.
But speaking of podcasts,
yes, ma'am.
I got a lot of positive reviews about our 9/11 podcast.
Yes.
If you have not heard it, everyone said, "What was that song at the end of the podcast?"
Oh, the Alan Jackson
song.
Because
they were drawn to tears.
The Alan Jackson song.
Yeah, they were drawn to tears. I'm like, oh yeah. I said it was a tearjerker for me. And they said, "Were you okay?" I said, "No, I choked up at the end. I couldn't say anything." But listen to the people, Jeff. They were like, "Wow, Tony Sanchez, you guys, you didn't remember he was there." Jeff, people ripped me.
That was hilarious.
People ripped me. And they said, Jeff was so funny. When you commented, she remembers everything, but not the fact that you were there, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where were you? Where were you? I think it was, Where Were You When the World Changed? Is that what it's called? The Alan Jackson song? I think it's called Where Were You When the World Changed.
But anyway, people really love that podcast. So, but you know, if you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's on all forums. Is that them? That's not them.
It's just memories of that day. We're not talking about the plane. You know, it's I cannot stand seeing the video. I mean, we need to be reminded. So I think the never forget thing is right. But somehow watching that video, the plane hitting the tower, the second one, just freaks you out. You know, I mean, you would think, holy, you know, holy shit. They were trying to get everybody out of those towers.
Yeah,
you know, the fire.
Yeah.
That's why 343 firefighters are dead.
Yeah.
I mean, 60 minutes. By the way, everybody, if you have an on demand. Check out last week's 60 Minutes.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's intense. Interviews with firefighters. And they have audio from these guys in the stairwells.
Oh, gosh.
Me and Carolina, we worked in that building.
Yeah.
We worked in both towers,
actually.
I worked in both towers.
Yeah. Yeah.
24th floor and 21st.
And the 30s, too, I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
When I interviewed first for Metro Traffic, I remember I went into Tower 1, but then when I got the job, you guys were in Tower 2. I think you had moved.
Yes. Right? Joe Nolan interviewed you. I think you guys already heard the story.
Yeah.
How Jeff and I met. But do you guys know that? So when Jeff got the job, and then we were actually dating, Jeff would be doing the overnights.
Yes.
So he'd be too tired to drive back. So Jeff would go to an empty room where there was
it was an old conference room.
Yeah, an old conference
room.
Remember,
they had it was lined with foam on the walls. It was it was weird. It had soundproofing, like it was for radio.
You would put foam on the floor. You'd be sleeping.
Remember that? Yeah.
So I'd be on the air with El Vacilón de la Mañana, Mega 97.9, doing other American radio stations. So in between, I'd sneak over and I'd be like making out with Jeff. You know, remember that?
Yeah, all the way in the back. That was really weird. We had a really weird office.
No one ever caught us. Isn't that weird?
No, it was an abandoned office. Remember that?
Yeah, it was.
There was no light. I worked overnights because they had some deal. They wouldn't pay for the electric. The lights. Do you remember the lights would go out at night, and I would have a lamp?
Yes, I remember that.
The whole place was dark, and I never saw anybody. I think I told the story a long time ago, but I would never see anybody. And for like a year, over a year, I'm working there, and I would just kind of casually walk to the bathroom, never. I walked in the bathroom one morning, and there was another guy in there, like behind the door, and I was like,
my God, you scared me.
I freaked out, like, holy shit. You know, like, I didn't see anybody for a year in the overnight. The only guy, somebody would walk in and clean, I think the guy would come through for maintenance, but I would never see anybody else.
Really?
So they're probably calling my, no, they're not calling my
phone. No, they're calling my phone.
Oh, good. All right. They're probably running.
I've got to clean my throat,
they're running late. Want me to turn your mic down?
Is he texting?
He sent you a message back, though.
Here, give it to me.
You gotta
give
see
it
any...
to me. Let me see.
Maybe they're in another location. And they don't. They've. What did he say? Are we good?
The call's not going through. I keep getting an operator.
Did you send him your number?
Yeah.
The right number?
Yeah. Hold on.
Operator.
Oh God, it's the wrong number.
You sent him the wrong phone number?
Oh my God! It's because it auto corrects for some reason.
Auto corrects your phone number?
Yeah, it does.
I typed something yesterday and auto corrected to the word Godzilla. I swear to God, the phone makes me laugh sometimes. You ever do that? You type in something, it'll say like Kazakhstan. You're typing car and suddenly
Oh my God, I'm so dumb. He goes,
just send him your contact.
Instead of zero, I put a 9.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh man.
Hold on. Okay, let's see.
We're getting there, everybody. By the way, dead air is not a good thing in radio.
Okay, keep talking, Jeff. Keep talking.
I am.
You've been jockeying.
I've done this many a time before. What was I going to tell you? Do you see this missing girl story? Man, this girl from Long Island.
Okay, here. He's calling in. Come on. Here.
Unbelievable. I'll tell
you. Yeah, I saw the mother was like pleading in desperation. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Look at the boyfriend.
How did she? Really?
Boyfriend's lawyered up. He's in Florida.
Come on.
Come on.
Wow.
They were on a cross-country trip. He came back. She didn't. I mean, you don't report your girlfriend. You don't report your girlfriend missing.
I don't know.
You don't report her missing.
You have to give me the details, all right?
Yeah, I will. You just come back. You come back, and you let the mother wonder where the daughter is for over 2 weeks.
Are they both Long Islanders? She's a Long Islander.
Yeah, but she hasn't lived here in a while. They both moved to Florida. They were on a cross country trip.
Mm.
The mother hadn't heard from her in a little while. She said, "Oh, maybe she's somewhere, but there's no service."
Yeah.
But after like 8 days,
yeah, doesn't make sense.
Oh,
there he goes.
God.
There he goes. There he goes.
Oh yeah.
Aldo Verástegui. There we go.
Yeah, we'll get him this time. All right.
Hello, it's Carolina
and
Jeff.
I've got Aldo here on the line. Give me 1 second. I'm going to merge
sure.
the calls.
Robert, I'm so sorry. I said to the wrong number. I apologize.
No worries.
Just know her own phone number, Robert. You know, it's my wife for you. I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
Here, Jeff.
What? Oh. Okay.
All right, guys. We're all connected. I'm going to put myself on mute now.
Okay.
Sure.
Hello, Aldo.
Hello.
Hey, it's Carolina and Jeff. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Good. How are you?
Aldo, let me tell you something. We just saw the trailer. Oh, my gosh.
It's intense.
How emotional, intense. Estaba llorando. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Can I ask you, first of all, Jeff and I were, am I pronouncing it right? Amareika?
Amareika.
Yes. Okay. We almost got it. Okay?
She should get this. She's Latina.
She should get this right away.
You know.
Yo soy hispana.
I'm the white guy who should mispronounce things. You know.
Yo soy hispana. No sabe cómo pronunciarlo. Anyway, welcome to the show. I have to ask you: Was filming it as intense as watching it?
Yeah.
because wow, I guess well, yeah. Go ahead.
No. Keep going.
No, I was watching. I said, I want to know your perspective. Was it emotional? Acting this movie.
Well, yeah, you know, it was. That's what we work with the team Sparks, who's mm-hmm. The director and writer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the writer and director.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we talk about the situation, and it was hard to get into that moment mm-hmm. just because we need to be really focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that as Latin Americans, we know how that works, and sometimes it's difficult. And it was a job who I don't know, I love to do and be
yeah,
there.
Yeah. You were so good at it. Well,
oh, thank you.
I don't want to give away the ending, but is there a happy ending?
You have to watch it.
Oh, no, let's
say that. In that way, you can watch it and we can talk later.
Okay. No, yo quería saber si hay... Si termina feliz or termina triste.
Yeah. She's not going to tell you, Carolina. What do you want the average viewer to get out of this? What do you think people like the average American doesn't understand about the border crisis?
You know what? That's one of the points. That's what this story talk about. It's like showing the real life of undocumented people, because it's not just to come and because Roberto has to have a good life. He's working hard to have to be here, to be in US, to try to do everything right. But sometimes it's not that easy. Well, not sometimes, all the time it's not that easy, because you're not doing something that the law, it says that it's right, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well,
so that's what we try to show in some part of the movie, because it is sometimes actually it's a cruel life. It's
yeah,
a raw
yeah,
life,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Aldo, para hacer esta película, ¿ustedes también hablan con gente que realmente vivieron estos momentos?
Well, do you want me to answer in Spanish?
No, well, however you want. This is a bilingual show.
Oh, perfecto.
Perfecto.
En realidad, tuvimos mucha cercanía, pero con... Afortunadamente, yo conozco gente que es inmigrante, mm-hmm. que vive ahora en México, mm-hmm. y conozco gente que es inmigrante en Estados Unidos.
Oh.
Entonces... Toda la información que tenía era vivencial,
oh,
y
okay.
and Tim was talking to me all the time, like telling me what he, because he wrote it with based in real experience.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So.
Y lo que me hizo a mí llorar bastante when I saw the trailer es cuando vi a los recién nacidos in the cages.
Oh,
no puedo creer.
Yeah.
Mí, yo sabía eso, pero no puedo creer que recién nacidos.
Sí,
wow.
That's what the law says. So,
wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's hard.
That was hard to watch. I was llorando.
Yeah, and look, this is just a fiction, you know, and
mm-hmm.
this is a movie. So can you imagine that in real life?
Oh,
so
gosh. Oh.
That crushed my heart. That's why all the time when I'm thinking about it, it's like, oh, my heart's...
Oh, wow.
Hurts.
Pero yo creo que mucha gente que van a ver esta película van a sentir igual también, con mucha emoción, llorando, enojado con el gobierno. ¿Qué está pasando, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Because cuando tú estás viendo algo, porque ese es el reflejo de lo que queríamos mostrar con la película,
mm-hmm.
es solamente exponer un punto de algo que parece ser muy injusto, es... Separar a las familias es injusto,
yeah.
y aún así quitar por completo la custodia de tu hijo, oh. solamente porque no perteneces a algo al país
sí.
al que viniste a trabajar,
uh-huh.
es, me parece injusto,
yeah.
pero sometimes that's the law.
I know. Hey, did Aldo get married? Or do we have to watch?
Well, don't ruin this.
You have to. Yeah. Exactly. You have to watch
it.
We can talk about it.
It looks like a story that, you know, will touch people's hearts, and maybe it'll change people's minds about, you know, the way people think about immigrants and immigration, right?
Yeah, because it's based on reality. Yeah, based on reality.
Totally, because it's when I'm talking about it is, it's you're talking about humans. You're not talking about the Mexicans and Dominicans and U.S. You're talking about human beings, you know, and that's how we should see everyone.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
that's what we are.
Yep,
that's the U.S. That should be the United States of America. Right? That shouldn't be the way we are. Unfortunately, we're in a tough, polarizing time. You know.
So Aldo, you've done a lot of movies. This one's all in English, or is it a little bit of both?
No, both.
Okay.
Both, because the main, well, the Juana, Roberto and Juana, who is the character that I play, he's Mexican. Uh-huh. So and Juan is Mexican too. So they, when they're here, Roberto is trying all the time to fit in U.S. and to make everything right. So that's why he's trying to speak English and do everything right.
Now you were born in Mexico City yourself, right?
Yes. I'm from Mexico City.
Do you feel a special connection telling this story?
Well, actually, it's when I was talking with Tim and he called me to do this movie. It was impressive because I was thinking, man, this is me. This is me having this American dream. And, well, I don't have any problem to travel to U.S., but yeah. I was thinking about my family who's immigrants. I was thinking about my friends who are immigrants and all the people that I know. And that made me feel like, I have to do this for me, and to talk about this is important, I think.
Absolutely.
Aldo, did you have to audition for this, or they just gave you the role?
No, the thing is, because of Elpidia Carrillo, she's in the producer, and she's a really extraordinary actress. Mm-hmm. She knows teams. She knows Tim, and she asked me, "Hey, can you contact Tim and send your demo just in, because I was the main character in another movies."
Yeah.
And he watched the demo reel and he called me immediately when he finished to watch it, and he said, "Man, I want you.
I want you to do this.
Yeah."
But Aldo, when did you record the movie? Was it because we got out of the pandemic? When did you actually record this movie?
Oh no, we did it at the end of 18.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So when the story was really hot.
Thank God it was everything. It was normal.
Now I keep thinking the policy at the border is probably, I don't think it's changed that much, has it? It's just not getting as much coverage. There's still a lot of immigrants coming over the border. Isn't that true right now? Or am I not right?
It just doesn't get as much
it doesn't get as much publicity, I think, because Joe Biden is in office as opposed to Trump, you know?
I mean it should
still get a lot of attention.
It should. Deberíamos hablar más de eso, especialmente ahora también si todavía está ocurriendo eso, ¿no?
Sí, porque I don't know. For me, I think it's a real important thing to talk about. You know.
So I think it's coming it's coming out at a good time now, though. So people still realize that this is still happening.
Right. Can I just ask you a question real quick about your career? You did a Netflix series, right? You did Yankee, right? And you did like 20 episodes of that show. How different is a movie set as opposed to doing a TV show, like episode after episode? Is it very different on a movie set?
Yeah, totally. Because in a show, on a TV show, you're you're there for more than 3 months, and with this movie we've been filming for a month and a half, and well, I was the main, and all I had to do it every day. I have to film every day.
Right.
And when you're on TV shows, sometimes you have a break between. Well, you can film like 4 days or three days.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Sometimes the full all the week, but the stories are totally different because you can talk. You can talk about how I can say this. Well, I should say this in Spanish.
Sí, dale.
A veces las historias de los shows uh-huh. pueden ser mucho mejor desarrollados que en una película. En una película tienes que sintetizar la historia en una hora y media y en los shows hablas sobre la misma historia en aproximadamente en Yankee son 40 minutes, so it's close to, I don't know, like 20 hours about talking about the same story, you know?
Yeah, so he said in a movie, everything has to be told in an hour and a half.
I understood, Caroline. I'm not as big a gringo as you think, you know? Come on.
Bueno, Aldo, la película ahora mismo está en HBO Latino y HBO Max, pero ya la están dando ya, ¿no?
Sí. Yeah, you can watch it. Oh. You can just turn on your HBO Max and watch it.
Okay, we're going to do that. And Aldo, one more thing. Are you on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? Where can people see you?
Well, all my social media is Aldo Verástegui. You can find me like that in every single social media.
And ladies, él es un papi. Aldo, gracias por venir al show.
Thank you.
Next time you're in New York, please come visit us, all right? Un placer conocerte.
Oh, será un placer conocerlos, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Watch the movie, everybody.
With you guys.
Thank you, Aldo. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that now.
You bet.
Bye, Robert.
Take care, Robert.
I cannot wait to watch that now.
It's intense.
Yeah, it is intense.
It's an important story. I think people misunderstand. When you watch TV, they all shout and scream about the border. I don't know. You want Alex's criticism of the podcast?
But I'm expecting a really important phone call. Oh. What time is it right now? Get him on real quick. So this is our biggest fan. It's actually Jeff's best friend. Okay. He's got a critique for the show.
Did you change your password?
Yes, I did. Yes, it's here. Yes, I did. It's for people that doesn't
critique
I don't
want, of the show.
Yes, I want to see his critique. What is his critique? Yeah,
I don't know.
Hello? Yeah, he's not even radio. Shut up.
This movie. By the way, this movie looks intense.
I'm gonna watch it today. Yeah, and then I'm gonna get a hold of Aldo Verástegui. That was a great interview.
Well, you have Alex in my phone.
Jeff,
huh?
I like that it was Spanglish. We don't do that too much, you know?
I know.
And I'm glad that you understood a lot.
I think people miss it.
Yep.
I really do.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think people miss the Spanish
on
the show.
Let's call Alex.
He says, hi, Carolina. He might call you Caroline. You're fooling him around with your phone
call. Let's call him. He might not pick up.
He just called.
He might not pick Jeff.
Yeah. There he is.
Hello.
There's Alex.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. You're on the podcast.
Hi.
Carolina and Jeff.
Oh, my God.
You're live on the podcast.
Yeah. You're following a movie star. We just had an interview with a Mexican movie star.
Yes.
So you're now it's the white people portion.
I can't wait to be on the podcast.
You're
on
the podcast
now?
You're on the podcast now. You're live. So watch for your mouth, okay?
Because I mentioned to my wife, I said, wow. I said, Alex had some criticism of the podcast.
Yes, Alex, our number one fan. Please tell us on the podcast, what is the criticism? Because I need to know. Please tell me.
Okay, is it okay if I eat a piece of cheese
Jeff is eating too. Don't worry about it.
I'm eating potato sticks. So
yeah. Go ahead. What is a criticism? What are we not doing right according to
you're
you?
You're not talking about your dog enough. I mean, Storm really needs to be.
What do you want to know about Storm? He ate the house. We are homeless right now.
He eats wood. He eats wood.
Yeah, that's all he eats. That's all you need to know. He eats everything. Yeah.
We don't want to hear criticism of the podcast. Do you really want to hear this?
That's not it, is it?
That's it. That's it. We don't talk about Storm enough.
Is it really?
No, there was more to it than that.
Oh, no. Alex, go right ahead. You have the forum. You have the floor. Go ahead.
And we don't hear enough about
Little JJ.
Oh, Little JJ. Well, we talk about him. You know, he actually made his debut here on the podcast twice already, right?
Of course. Alex listens. He heard. Jackson.
But Alex, right now, he's in school. So right now, we're able to record a podcast without any interruptions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are, you know, so we're doing this. By the way, more shows.
So you guys, if you guys need a Alex, tell people what you actually
like,
do.
That sounds like time for some sneaky sex, but that's a different subject.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Alex puts music. He's involved in the vinyl record business.
Wow, and it's a booming business, man. Yeah. It came back to life. What after the pandemic did it come back to life, Alex?
Everyone's at home running home with their records and mm-hmm. their record players.
And by the way,
they can't go see music.
See, there's no after. There's no after the pandemic, by the way, Caroline. I don't know if you know this. We're still in the global pandemic.
But they say that the rise in records is exploded, right?
What the rise? Oh, a vinyl? Vinyl explosion continues, right? People keep buying vinyl records.
So, Alex, you've remastered a lot of well-known songs, right?
Oh, the biggest artists, Mariah Carey, Bob Marley.
Yeah, man.
As we speak now, Alex is signing the final papers on his mansion.
He's my wealthiest friend. He's rich. He's got a lot of money. Maybe we could borrow some of his money. It's all in a pill. It's all in
cars.
They're not that old, right?
I drive a 25-year-old Toyota.
Yes.
That's like Warren Buffett, okay?
But don't worry, he sleeps on a bed of $100 bills. That's the part we left out.
Alex, we got to get going. We got to get on with the show, okay? We love you, right? Thanks for your criticism. We'll make sure to talk more about Storm and Baby.
Thanks for being a good sport. Yeah, okay.
All right, I'll go back to finishing my piece of cheese and say hello to Toby. And
mozzarella?
Get Storm. Yes. Right.
Okay,
nice,
enjoy.
Nice, fat, and salty cheese.
Enjoy. Yeah. Right?
Take care. Bye.
Enjoy. So, I just want to mention.
Give me my phone so I get some stories.
Yeah, they're looking for this girl. She's in Wyoming. They think she's missing in Wyoming.
So what happens? She moved away to Florida, and then she went on a trip with her boyfriend.
Cross country
right?
trip with the boyfriend.
Who is the boyfriend?
His name is. Not that it matters. His name is Brian.
No, but so what does he do? Is he?
He's in Florida. There's pictures of her. There's pictures of the two of them together on the trip.
Okay, so they go on
Instagram.
They go on this trip. Okay.
Yeah.
He comes back by himself.
Yeah, they reported the girl missing on Saturday, and the last time the mother heard from her was on August 23rd. So she reported her missing September 11th after not hearing from her daughter for 18 days.
Who reported her missing?
The mother.
The mother, okay.
Because she hadn't heard from her.
And where's the boyfriend? Has he said anything?
The boyfriend is back in Florida, and he has a lawyer. He's not cooperating.
Okay, your girlfriend is missing. You have a lawyer. Okay, that sounds, Jeff, so wrong on so many levels. Yeah. You're guilty.
Well,
Shut up.
Can't say that. You can't say that
You're guilty for staying quiet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they have no definitive information that a crime took place.
Jeff, that's like if you and I go on vacation, you come back by yourself and don't say a word.
Oh my God,
and then my mom calls you, Donate Carolina, and you say nothing and get a lawyer.
I say, listen, I wanted some peace and quiet, so I left her in the Bahamas.
Yeah, okay. So that sounds wrong on so many levels. My
God. Oh my God.
Is he crazy?
Oh, I'm sorry, but the moment you get a lawyer, that just screams you're guilty.
You're
guilty. It just does. You did something.
Go to jail and throw the key away.
Go to jail.
Guilty.
There's no trial yet. There's no nothing. They haven't even found the girl.
Oh, my God. But he's not behind bars?
No, he's in Florida.
He went on vacation with her.
There's no proof he did anything, though.
That makes no sense. What do you mean no proof, Jeff? He goes on vacation with her, comes back by himself, and doesn't respond to anybody, and gets a lawyer? What does that mean to you?
I think he said that she was a that they were in Grand Tetons National Park. I believe that's in Wyoming. Is that Wyoming?
I don't know where that is.
Either way, it's in Wyoming. I believe it's out west, nonetheless. You know, and, she just disappeared. I mean, you don't just disappear. You know, if somebody disappears, the first thing someone does, your boyfriend or your husband, you're like, oh my God, holy crap, my wife went missing in the park and we find her. Instead, this guy just comes back, just drives back from the west, apparently.
Well,
it's messed up, you know.
Well,
they're describing her. It's sad, man.
I pray that they actually. I really pray they find her because that mother is. I heard this morning she's like pleading. She was hysterical, Jeff. Hysterical.
Oh, I heard.
By the way, real quick before we get out of here, you saw that the Met Gala was last night.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! Did you see Kim Kardashian? And they said supposedly it was Kanye West. They were both dressed in black. Their faces covered.
You couldn't see them.
You couldn't see them.
He had a dress on too?
No, he had, I guess he had a wardrobe, but all black. Hold on, let me show you a photo, okay?
I saw they make a big deal with the Met Gala.
There must be a photo in there of Kim Kardashian. They're all in black. Let me see. You don't see a thing. I mean, they're just dressed in black. All you see is a Balenciaga shoe that he was wearing.
No, I feel like...
Keep going.
Met Gala. No, the Post only has like 4 pages of pictures.
Are you kidding me? It's like the biggest deal of...
There's a lot of people in red. Debbie Harry. Remember her?
Yes. You know who looked really good? J-Lo. They said she was like a cowgirl. She was really dressed nice.
A lot of people wore red. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wore red to this thing.
Red, why was it... Was there...
I don't know. AOC, the congressman, she wears a dress that says tax the rich.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
I mean, all right, okay, yeah, we should tax the rich. You got to wear a dress, okay.
Hold on, I'm trying to find Kanye West.
Like, she's not making any money. Like, she's not enjoying her $90,000 she's making now as compared to when she was a bartender, right? She's going to give it all back. So.
There's Kim Kardashian, see?
Okay, why would you wear... Well, that's not even a dress, is it?
It was just with a cape.
Pants,
you know?
And a cape, right?
Yeah, and her face covered. Everything was black.
What is the purpose of the Met Gala? Just to come out and show yourself?
Everybody was
I'm a New Yorker. I wish I knew what the Met Gala even meant.
I don't... You know what? That's a good question. Like, what goes... You know what you call? My friend Charlene, okay? She's of her podcast, Fashion Decipher. Let me see if I can get her on, all right? Keep talking, all right?
Yeah, see if you can get her on to talk about what the Met Gala... I mean, I could probably read about what the Met Gala means,
but
maybe
she knows... Oh, my God, but it's old-fashioned. Hold on.
I know.
Keep talking, Jeff.
Britney Spears is engaged. You see that?
Yeah, but you know... Isn't that crazy, though? It happens right after the father gives up custodianship.
Oh, I think it was all, you know, that's what she was waiting for. Maybe that's the reason, right? She doesn't have to tell anybody anything. She's 39, but...
Also said that he signed a, what's it called?
An agreement, right?
Yeah, he had to, yeah.
So, like, when they get if they get divorced, he's going to remain poor, right? He's not going to get her... She's got a ton of money, obviously.
Yeah, but still. You know what? Everybody was like, you know... Free Britney. You know that? But how old is she now?
39.
Well, yeah, so it was about time that, you know, the father gave up his custody, you know.
I mean, weird, right?
It was just too long.
But,
you know?
She had issues. Remember, she shaved her head.
It was okay then, you know, that even Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake.
Remember, he went crazy? I mean, listen, I'm not... Let me ask someone who's really famous what it's like to be famous. Hello? What's it like to be really famous, Caroline?
Well, I don't give my phone number to anybody. You know that.
You don't even give it to Robert to get interviews.
No, apparently.
You give people the wrong number.
I do. Anyway, I won't say why, but we give Jeff's number out.
You give my phone number out. By the way, I have a question for you. It's September 14th, and it's like 80 degrees here in New York today. It's been warm all week,
right? It's crazy.
Right? It's still officially summer for another week until the 21st. That's when fall
hits. It's just crazy.
So you get warm
that?
Weather. But it's funny. There's an art... I don't know about you, but I was eating a peach yesterday, but mm-hmm. I'm about to switch to apple season, you know?
Because, you love that,
like,
right?
I only eat apples in the fall, and there's articles all around today about where you can get apples suddenly. It's apple time.
Everyone's asking me yesterday.
Is it too early for apple time?
No? I don't know.
All right. I just wanted to ask you.
I don't even know.
Because it's still warm, you know?
I thought it starts in October.
I bought a pumpkin yesterday.
Yes, too soon.
2 days, and I have the pumpkin on the porch with all the summer flowers.
Too soon.
I have it mixed in. It's not prominent.
Yeah.
So it's kind of mixed in with everything
else.
Yeah,
but
you know?
we have a pumpkin with candy upstairs already. Too soon. Jeff, real quick. You're
a 4-year-old.
Jeff, you're a realtor also. By the way, if you're selling your house, looking for a house, 516-637-3254.
Personal note, I got another offer on my house today.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Higher than the other offers.
Wow. Okay. Ugh. Anyway, so Jeff, can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. If a haunted house goes on the market,
yes.
Do you legally have to say the house is haunted?
You know, this is on the, believe it or not, this is on the New York State real estate exam. That's one of the questions about whether you have to tell people. I think you have to reveal deaths in the house.
Deaths, right? We should have got Steve Baker.
Yeah, I think you have to reveal. Some stuff is very, look, I remember
yes,
there was
he's a realtor, don't worry.
There's a family that died in the house, I remember, where I grew up.
Remember Amityville?
Oh, the Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
What? That house is different now. They completely altered it so it doesn't look the same.
Okay.
Because people would... When I was a kid, people would come to Long Island. The first thing they'd want to see I was like 7...
Is that still there?
I just said it was renovated. It's changed so it doesn't look the same.
But it's still haunted. But it's still, you know, someone died there.
Yeah, the guy killed his whole family.
Yeah.
Ronald DeFeo Jr.
Why would you
Jr.
want to buy a house like that?
It's in a decent neighborhood.
The reason I'm telling you, there's a haunted house that's being sold in upstate New York, and they said allegedly home to 9 ghosts.
Nine ghosts.
Yeah, and they said the listing price is $444,444.
Oh, is that like some sort of special number because of ghosts?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
If the devil was there, it would be $666,000.
Probably. But that's what I'm asking you. If you have, is it legal? You have to legally say if something is someone died there, or you know.
There are rules with this stuff, I believe. Okay. But I'm not 100% sure. It's been a while since I took the test. I have my license, but it's been a while since.
It's called the Anslin Mansion in Troy's Lansenburg, New York.
Okay, it doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah, yeah. So it was constructed in 1890.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah. So they said that it's
that's older than Joe Biden, you know. 1890.
Anyway,
by a couple years.
I couldn't get my friend Charlene on. Anyway, fashion disciple. Maybe we'll get her on tomorrow. I want to know about the Met Gala. What she thought about, you know, the fashion there.
Billie Eilish shows up like with blonde hair.
Yeah, but you know who dressed up?
Oscar De La Renta, she wore.
You know who dressed up but didn't dress up?
What did he wear?
Justin Bieber and his wife. He's married to one of the Baldwin nieces.
Oh, he is?
Yes, yes. So,
that's right.
They both look so, I mean, elegant. He had a tux on.
Really?
Had a beautiful gown. Not Met Gala, you know, wardrobe.
Trying to be flashy.
Exactly.
Like the Met Gala is all about, look at me.
Yeah, looking crazy, you know? Anything else going on? Oh, my God. Okay, one more thing about the Met Gala fashion.
Yeah.
Lourdes, Madonna's sister.
Daughter.
You see when she was taking a photo, lifted her arms up?
No.
Hairiest armpits.
Hairy armpits.
Oh, my
gosh. Well,
okay.
She's from Europe, right?
Her mom is. Well, no, she's not. She's Hispanic.
Who?
Lourdes. Remember?
No, the father's Spanish.
Yeah, Lourdes de León.
Right, the father.
Yeah.
Remember, he was a baker, right? He was a dancer. Wait,
dancer.
Who am I thinking was the baker? Somebody married. Remember, someone married a baker, like
I don't know.
Remember, he married like, who was that? What's that? The dog jumping on the door upstairs?
Yeah probably.
Yeah, I remember there was someone famous who was dating like someone who was a baker. That wasn't Madonna.
No, I don't think so.
Who dated? All right. Anyhow.
Anyway, if you know, give us a call 516-637-3254.
So anyway, the women don't shave their armpits everywhere, do they? Apparently.
I don't know.
Did you shave your armpits?
Of course. No, I don't. I have a lot of hair there.
You don't have hair, right?
I don't have hair there. No. My mom. My mom does not grow grow hair on her legs, her arms, or armpits.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that happen?
I don't know. Anyway.
Listen, I don't have chest hair, right?
Yeah,
really?
Yes, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A couple
on his upper, you know, part of his chest. Guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @ Carolina Cadillo. You don't want to email us? CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com. Jeff Jensen Show
on Twitter. Traffic Jensen, too, if you want to. Traffic Info in New York. The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. And Jeff Jensen on Facebook. It's a picture of me and my dog, isn't it, right now? Up there?
I thought it was Salma Hayek.
It was Salma Hayek. I took that down. She doesn't talk to me anymore. I tried.
Yeah, okay.
516-637-3254 if you want a t-shirt or want to text us, say hello. We miss contact with folks. It's been a while since we've heard from people.
Mm-hmm.
I know you still listen because I get messages on my Facebook. So.
Oh, yeah, I get tons. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
We love you.
Thanks to Aldo.
Thank you. Oh, yes, Aldo Verastegui. Check out Amaraica?
Is that Amaraica?
Yes, Amaraica. It's on HBO Latino, HBO Max, guys. Check it out.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy your day. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.